So, on a final note, and this is why I think it's beneficial to use this with, you know, sketches and stuff. If I go to LumiShade and hit around this color here, and I start coloring, you'll actually notice that even with the blue, and even with the kind of weird grayish background, it gives me a really appealing color. I get a yellowish with an orangish value here. And if I shift this around a bit, you can shift around or lighten it or darken it. You know, to show you an example of the differences of what you'll get if you use other methods, I'm just going to cut this up into pieces. Okay. Here it is on multiply. Here it is on multiply. Here it is on overlay. And here it is on screen. Oh, same one again. Multiply screen. You know. And if even if I grab these three and try to pump up their saturation, you know, overlay is going to be the closest you get, but even with overlay, okay, here's what happens with overlay. You get this value here, this color, and then the accompanying color is just this kind of really, I want to say milquetoast, just a really non-adventurous, slightly pinker color, which it's not bad, but you're not going to be able to do much if the, especially if you're sketching on white. I'll show you that in a second. You know, screen is just really pale, and then of course multiply is just too dark and allows a lot of the original blue to show through. If you actually change the multiply here, you can see what I'm talking about. You know, if this is the multiply, all that blue still pokes out. And here's the craziest thing, of course, if you go here and if I increase the background to white, okay. If you're sketching and you're on white, well, overlay is right out, won't be able to do anything except the outlines. Screen is even crazier, it'll just make it even more white. Multiply is half decent, but the blues show up too much. Now, here's the problem, of course, LumiShade. LumiShade will do what it wants, what you want it to do, but it just needs more finessing. So you need to just be really sensitive to its needs. You know, and you'll get much better results. So here we have what almost looks exactly like the multiply, but instead of going from, you know, pink to blue, which, you know, you might want, which is fine, but in this case I want just cool, quick, nice results. This is the values we get. We get this color, and this color. Which is a much better starting point, in my opinion, than these colors, unless you're looking for that kind of look. Or you're trying to ensure that the blue remains in your image, which might be your goal. But in the case of, hey, I have a sketch, I want to get it done, and I want it to look nice, this is your best bet. So, that's a kind of roundabout way of explaining some of the LumiShade thoughts and why I did that tutorial and why it seems confusing. Because it is a little tricky. Your range is smaller of like functional colors, you know. Although I do love doing a glow in LumiShade, especially around this range here. I think it's around this. You know, you can do some pretty crazy coloring stuff that overlay just can't do. You can just blow out values too. Look at that. Just kill what's underneath. Which is kind of, you know, not always ideal, but it's really good for effects. If you want to do, you know, cool eye glowing effects, I'd use LumiShade because it just does the best versions of this. You know. So that sort of deal. So you can do cool, you know, blown out stylistic stuff with it, etc. It has a, it's really strong, and that's both its failure and its benefit, is that it's it just overpowers what's underneath and allows you a lot more control. What I didn't mention additionally is, you know, you always have the option to kind of decrease the opacity and, you know, lessen the effect. So, for instance, if you want more blue to show and you want the effect to be less strong, then you feel free to just drop the opacity a bit. Now you have yourself like a middle ground between the multiply version and the, you know. So you still have that power to be less, have it less obnoxious. And that's about it. Thanks, guys.